ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's legal fraternity has welcomed a plan to review a controversial law they say is restricting the voice of lawyers. It comes as the government of Prime Minister Sitiveni marked its 100th day in office. And as Dubravka Volodya reports, members of the legal fraternity are keeping a close eye on the proposed changes from within the country and beyond.
Fijian lawyer Amand Ravindra Singh was a prominent critic of the former Bainimarama regime. He fled the country in August last year after he was found guilty of contempt of court.
There is anecdotal evidence that you would be investigated or things would become difficult for you if you oppose the dictatorship. I am a living example of that.
The Legal Practitioners Act came into place in 2009, but there were concerns it took power away from Fiji's Law Society, which speaks on behalf of the legal profession. Its president, Wael Clark, says the act stripped it of its function to regulate the legal profession.
What the law effectively did was change the regulatory authority from what was an independent body, which is the Law Society, to the Chief Registrar, who was an officer of the Judicial Department, which is, you know, a part of government. And so there was a great deal of concern, certainly at the beginning.
And he says it discouraged lawyers from speaking freely.
During that period between 2009 and 2014, 2015, and even for some time thereafter, there being no real effective law society, we never were able to speak and express concern about arbitrary arrests and the inability of people to protest freely. That just wasn't there. There was no voice there to represent the legal profession to express our collective concern about that suppression of human rights during that very difficult period.
David Naylor is a PhD scholar and lecturer of law at the University of the South Pacific.
The model itself, whereby a department of the judiciary answers to a chief registrar, and on that person's recommendations, a complaint is then sent to an independent legal services commission, which is staffed by a contracted judge, keeps it all very in-house with the judiciary, and very valid concerns have been raised that this is not a particularly independent model.
100 days after taking office, Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka put the review of the law as one of his priorities.
Cabinet approved the review of the Legal Practitioners Act of 2009. The current Act was promulgated in 2009, which is a framework to regulate the legal profession and the practice of law in Fiji. The current law is considered onerous for lawyers in Fiji and lacking in certain areas. It will facilitate more effective regulation of the legal profession and safeguard the independence of that profession.
David Naylor says it will be a chance to make the system more independent.
What would be more desirable would be some sort of tripartite model. That is, you have the judges are always going to be involved in some way in regulating lawyers, but that you have an independent legal services commission that is truly independent, and that you also have the involvement of the legal profession itself. I think there's sort of a strong argument for more recognition of the Law Society's role in regulating lawyers in Fiji.
It's a view echoed by the Law Society's Wael Clark.
We're looking forward to a new era of greater freedom for the people, and also of just correcting a lot of the harm and some of the mistakes that were made by the previous government. So I think we have a very bright future.
He also hopes the new government will look into reforming the contracts of judges, who are often on fixed-term contracts.
An important part of maintaining the independence of the judiciary is that there be no doubt about tenure. Independence comes through security of tenure, and for a very long time, the fact that a substantial number of the members of our judiciary were on short-term three-year contracts gave rise to a perception that that practice would impinge on the independence, because the decision on whether to renew those contracts effectively rested with government.
It's still unclear what a review will entail, whether the Act will be scrapped or tweaked or replaced with an earlier version. For fugitive lawyer Aman Ravindra Singh in Sydney, he's optimistic about the changes taking place back home as he waits for Fiji's Court of Appeal to rule on his case.
I'm very adamant and remain positive to make my return home.
Just when he will make that journey home is all unclear.
Dubravka Volodya with that report.